The U.S. Economic Outlook in Transition for 2026 by Mohammed Asif Noor. As 2026 unfolds, the United States economy is entering a phase marked less by cyclical recovery and more by structural and policy-induced adjustment. Under President Donald Trump's renewed economic agenda, tariffs, extended tax measures, and tighter immigration controls are reshaping growth prospects, inflation dynamics, and labor market conditions. While headline indicators still point to resilience, the underlying picture reveals growing complications that may constrain momentum and alter the trajectory of the world's largest economy. Current forecasts place U.S. real GDP growth at around 1.9% in 2026, a moderation from earlier post-pandemic rebounds. Much of this growth is expected to be front-loaded into the first half of the year, supported by tax refunds, accelerated depreciation allowances, and continued investment in artificial intelligence-related infrastructure. Business investment in information processing equipment and software remains strong, while consumer spending continues to benefit from accumulated household wealth at the upper end of the income distribution. However, beyond the early quarters, growth is expected to slow. Higher trade costs, subdued non-AI investment, and labor market frictions linked to immigration policy are likely to weigh on domestic demand. The challenge facing policymakers is that the same tools designed to protect domestic industry are also introducing cost pressures and uncertainty that dampen broader economic activity. Tariffs remain the most consequential policy variable shaping the 2026 outlook. Average U.S. import duties are now estimated at around 17%, the highest level in several decades. These tariffs, imposed largely through emergency trade authorities, affect a wide range of trading partners, with rates reaching up to 110% on selected Chinese goods, 35% on Canadian products, and as much as 50% on imports from Brazil. The stated objective is to reduce trade deficits and revive domestic manufacturing capacity. In practice, the economic effects have been mixed. While some protected sectors have seen limited gains, most U.S. firms face higher input costs. During 2025, many businesses mitigated the immediate impact by front-loading imports and drawing down inventories. As those buffers normalize in 2026, cost pass-through to consumers is accelerating. Estimates suggest that tariffs imposed under emergency authorities could reduce after-tax household incomes by roughly 0.9%, while retaliatory measures by trading partners may lower long-run U.S. GDP by around 0.7%. Legal and institutional uncertainty adds another layer of complication. Ongoing judicial scrutiny of the use of emergency powers for trade policy has created uncertainty around the durability of tariff regimes. For small and medium-sized enterprises, fluctuating exemptions, delayed implementation schedules, and retaliation risks have complicated investment planning. Instead of triggering a broad manufacturing revival, tariffs have encouraged selective relocation of production to tariff-exempt jurisdictions. Globally, these pressures are accelerating supply chain realignment. Mexico continues to attract nearshoring investment under regional trade arrangements, with growth projected to recover toward 1.6% as U.S. firms shift production to reduce tariff exposure. In Asia, Vietnam and India are absorbing manufacturing capacity diverted from higher tariff markets, strengthening their industrial bases and export capacity. China, despite absorbing a significant share of tariff costs domestically, is redirecting exports toward Europe, Africa, and regional partners while advancing domestic innovation strategies. Inflation dynamics further complicate the U.S. outlook. As of late 2025, the Consumer Price Index stood near 2.7%, above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. While inflation is expected to ease toward the 2.4 to 2.6% range in 2026, progress is likely to be uneven. Tariff pass-through, elevated shelter costs, and persistent services inflation continue to exert upward pressure on prices. Lower energy prices may offer temporary relief, but global commodity volatility linked to trade tensions limits predictability. Monetary policy options are therefore constrained. The Federal Reserve has already initiated rate cuts, and further reductions toward the 3 to 3.25% range are expected by year-end. yet policymakers face a delicate balance. Cutting too aggressively risks reinforcing tariff-driven price pressures, while maintaining higher rates could further restrain investment and consumption. Fiscal stimulus through tax extensions, estimated to inject nearly $190 billion in refunds and deductions, may support early-year growth but also risks sustaining demand at a time when supply is constrained. Employment trends reflect similar tensions. Job creation has slowed to an average of around 40,000 per month since mid-2025, while unemployment has edged toward 4.6% and is expected to stabilize near 4.5% in early 2026. Businesses are widely adopting a low-hire, low-fire strategy, retaining workers but hesitating to expand payrolls amid policy uncertainty. Tighter immigration controls are reducing labor supply growth, particularly in agriculture, construction, logistics, and hospitality. These sectors report persistent labor shortages, even as manufacturing employment has declined despite tariff protection. Estimates suggest net manufacturing job losses ranging from 60,000 to more than 200,000 year-on-year, calling into question the effectiveness of tariffs as a tool for job creation. Wage growth, while still above pre-pandemic norms at around 2.3%, is uneven and increasingly concentrated in high-skill sectors linked to technology and automation. International spillovers are significant. Skilled labor redirected by U.S. immigration tightening is reinforcing labor markets in Canada and parts of Asia, while manufacturing relocation is generating employment gains in Southeast Asia and Latin America. In this sense, U.S. economic adjustment is contributing to a more distributed global growth pattern, even as Washington seeks to reassert domestic industrial strength. Taken together, the U.S. economy in 2026 remains resilient but increasingly constrained by policy-induced trade-offs. Growth is becoming more dependent on fiscal support and technology investment, inflation remains sensitive to trade and supply disruptions, and employment gains are uneven and structurally limited. The central challenge under President Trump is whether an economic strategy centered on protection, tax incentives, and labor restriction can deliver sustainable growth without eroding competitiveness and household welfare. The year ahead is therefore less about expansion than new adjustment. How the United States manages these interconnected pressures will shape not only its domestic outlook but also its position within an increasingly multipolar global economy. Author, Mohammed Asif Noor, founder Friends of BRI Forum, advisor to Pakistan Research Center, Hubei Normal University. Published on World Geostrategic Insights on January 4, 2026. The views expressed in this article belong only to the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.